All right, let's turn our attention to the Tigers. And much in the way none of us glitter our chandelier after they win four in a row, I'm not going to freak out they lose four in a row. Rico, you and I talk pre-show. They probably had 1 foot out the door for vacation. They got dusted.
Yeah.
But the point is this. We've had so much talk about the deadline. 17 days away. Nothing I say today matters. It's all about 17 days from now. They have an 11.5 game lead in the division. Oh, but they didn't play good baseball. Wah. Okay? They played a wonderful first half. The needs are the needs. So here's the question. I want to take starting pitching out of the equation for the sake of this exercise. I want to make an assumption that between Scooble, Olson, Mize, Flaherty, and potentially Estelle Getty, they'll have three arms for the
playoffs. Estelle is back.
Estelle's back. That they'll have three arms. That the starting pitching's fine. I want you to choose your adventure. Same thing for you as a Tiger fan. I want you to tell me the more pressing need. Two bullpen arms or a right-handed bat. And again, that right-handed bat probably has to play third base. Hate to break it to you, but your all-star, to me, should have come up with that ball yesterday. A really good third baseman comes up with that ball. I'll leave it alone. The point is, I've been screaming it from the mountaintops now for weeks. It's the bullpen for me. They just don't have enough reliable answers. Now, I'm not going to bail on Tommy Kahnle. Okay? Couple of rough outings. I know Stoney was breaking his chops. He didn't retire a single out this weekend. The point is, I'm going to put Kahnle in the good pile long term.
Really? Okay.
Just long term. Okay. Because he's shown it. He's shown pedigree. He's done it for my
team.
He'll
fix this.
Yes. Will Vest, good pile. But outside of those two, they got nothing. All the heroes of last year, those guys are dead and gone. Bo Brisky's dead. Mm-hmm. Holton stinks. I need two high leverage bullpen arms. That to me is the biggest need. Now, do I want a big time right handed bat? Of course I do.
If you had to choose one.
Correct. If Scott Harris is only going to put one present under your tree, what is it? For me, it's got to be the relievers. And I do. I think you need two of them.
Yeah. Especially now that Boston's hot, I think the Bregman thing and all of that's going to go away. So.
Find somebody else. Why? That's what the money's for.
So, I agree with you. I do think that this team... They were on vacation. They were celebrating the fact they had six All-Stars. They were celebrating the fact that Javi was in the lineup and Gleyber Torres and Scooble was going to be the starting pitcher and Mize made the team. They weren't. They didn't seem focused to me with the Mariners. They thought that we could just roll out there and do what we normally do and we're going to take this series. And Seattle was like, well, if you're not going to be focused, if you don't want these games, we will take them. Now, yes, I agree with you. I'm now shifting towards the bullpen.
Really?
And this guy has been taking a few strays in this show, but I'm going to give Cookie some credit on this. Maybe this was the best thing that could have happened to the Tigers. Because now, over the next week, management has to see what we saw. Guys, this duct tape and chewing gum bullpen that we have, it's falling apart. It's not going to work long term. We just had our first four-game skid. That's not the time to panic, but we have to make improvements. And if you're going to hold Scott Harris to his words, he said on this air that, hey, we're going to see the problems and we're going to try to address the problems. Something very similar to that.
Yeah.
That's your most glaring need.
Take it a step further. With an 11.5 game lead in the division, hell, I hope they lose four of the next five. Make it 8-9 because I'm with you. What I don't want, and I'm being tongue-in-cheek with that remark. Nobody freak out.
But it's happening at the right time.
That's my point, is I don't want Scott Harris getting high on his own supply like some of the GMs in this town do. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Brad Holmes is way too confident with the in-house solutions. I want the Tigers to go all in because that's what you do when you're serious about winning a World Series. So, yes, I agree with you, and I agree with Jim.
I'm not down with losing, ever, or a four-game losing streak, but... because you have such a big lead over your division that you're probably going to win anyway, this was the best time because there is no game today or tomorrow. So the taste in the mouth of Scott Harris and everybody was that. Seattle came into your park and took these games and scored 35 total runs in all of those games. Yeah. And you had a chance to win some, and your bullpen couldn't do anything.
No, this bullpen right now.
You lost the Scooble start. I'm just saying, it's like everything that could happen happened in this stand.
It's baseball. I'm not worried about it. I mean, hell, you had Seattle get swept out of New York, and they blew a game to the Yankees where they're basically no-hitting them in the bottom of the eighth. They lost 6-5. They come here and sweep you. Rico, your point, keep the main thing. You're right. The bullpen, as I see it now, I'll allow for Lang to come back or Canely to be better. Guys, the bullpen in the way it's currently constructed, you'll be out of the playoffs in the first 5-game series. Because you can't win this way.
Right.
You don't have arms that are going to go 8-9 innings. It's not 2013.
Yeah.
And this bullpen without you have to get to Will Vest to use Vest.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Rico, to me it's the bullpen, yeah. But I totally think they need both. And I heard Stoney mention this earlier, which is basically, if you want a right-handed bat and two arms, they got to make 3 trades. And they're probably not going to go there. Why? Why?
Well, because they like their farms.
Okay, then. 248-539-9797. I want to hear from you guys. Look, it happens. All right? They lost 4 games in a row. If it makes everybody in the room less confident and more apt to make a trade, I say good. Lose 5 in a row.
Best time.
Because this division is wrapped. They would have to go on a historical losing streak to blow it. The rest of this division is garbage. And I honestly believe 3 of the 4 teams will be sellers. So, I'm actually okay with them getting a taste of their own blood. Yeah. It was going too good for too long.
Man, best time for it to happen because I'm quite sure Harris and a lot of the other GMs and stuff are in Atlanta right now for the All-Star game. So, hey, hypothetically speaking, if I were to offer you this, what could I get in return?
I give you a choice of one, guys. High leverage reliever or a right-handed bat? Which are you choosing? Can't have both, even though we know we need both. Now, if you still want to do this crap where you don't think they need at all a right-handed bat, I would encourage you to call a different show. Respectfully. Because I don't exist in that world. If you think Jamai Jones is saving you in the playoffs, fine. Here's the other thing, and I'm not going to do what the other shows did. Parker Meadows stinks right now, but I can tolerate it because even if he just plays defense, I know we had a little miscommunication, but even if he just plays center, I can hit him 9th, and I'll live with it because what he brings defensively, elite. Vierling has only had 39 at-bats. I'm not going to go crazy. Has he been good? No.
But here's the thing, and you just said it, though, Mike. You're right. I'll take Parker Meadows. I'm okay with what he's doing. I'm not okay, but I'll take what he's doing at the plate because of his defense. But that's another reason why I need another bat in the lineup. Vierling, we saw what he did in the playoffs last year. I can't trust that. Zach McKinstry, I can't trust that in the playoffs. Javi Baez, I can't trust that right now in the playoffs. Torque, can't trust it. Dylan Dingler looks great, but can I trust it right now in the playoffs? No. Right now, the only two bats I can trust are Green and Torres. So I need another bat, especially if Parker Meadows is going to be in my lineup for defense only.
Okay.
I feel like David just yelled at me.
I'm sorry. I always sound like I'm yelling. I will stop that one day.
No, but again, I mean, there's a very real chance Javi finishes by September. OPS plus goes south of league average. I think he's down to like 108. And to David's point, I mean, some of these guys, look, Riley Green is your star. Riley Green has had a really good first half, okay? And especially the power. But you know what's going to happen in the playoffs? He's going to get hunted. And AJ's not going to be able to take him out of the game. He's going to get hunted by lefties.
Yep. They're going to figure out, you know what? He swings at a lot of these balls. He strikes out a lot. Only throw this pitch to
him. Which I'm just making a point is like, look, if you want to hunt Riley and have a lefty in the game, well, I'm going to have a dynamite right-handed bat staring you down the barrel. You're not going to get a Rico Beard BOGO here. You're okay. Oh, you want to look sweet against Riley? You're either going to burn a reliever or, best part, now Rent's due. Mm-hmm. Now you're going lefty-righty against my stud. That's the piece they're missing.
No.
Unless you talk to other shows, they got nine Babe Ruths.
No. But I do think that, yes, you have to go out there and get two arms in the bullpen because you can't afford to lose leads. When you're up 4-3, you have to be able to close that thing out and win that game, especially
reality
when it
is,
comes to the playoffs.
You don't have a pitcher that's going to go more than six innings. Okay?
Yeah.
If we're really honest about it,
yeah.
If Scooble got you seven, it's a blessing. The reality in the playoffs, it's tenser. It's better at bats. It's harder matchups. You need nine outs at the end of these games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rico, I'm with you. But I want to hear from the people. Now, again, if you call up and say, look, I know the bullpen's shaky. This lineup scares me in playoff time, right-handed bat, or we don't get to use the bullpen. It's a credible argument. And for the people going, oh, my God, they have the best record in baseball. Guys, you got to zoom out from that. Great. You have the best record in baseball in the worst division. You're a good baseball team. You're going to make the playoffs. Right. This is about winning a World Series.
Well, that's just it. You have the best record in baseball. Now, what are you doing to get better?
Thank you. You said it in a much better way than